KQED.
Digital Foundry Business and Software Consulting is proud to support its multinational clientele and the California Report podcast, Digital Foundry, on the web at digitalfoundry.com.
From KQED Public Radio, this is the California Report. Good morning, I'm Rachel Miro. When UC board regents met yesterday in Santa Barbara, tobacco industry-funded research was on the table. It'll be there again in September. The board is split between regents who fear tobacco money taints researcher integrity and those who trust the faculty's judgment. Earlier this year, UC's Academic Senate voted to allow tobacco money, though a number of other schools don't. Philip Morris is funding some $17 million worth of research on 7 of 10 UC campuses. More than 2,000 recently paroled sex offenders are living near schools and parks in violation of Jessica's Law. California's corrections secretary says parolees have 45 days to move or face prison for violating parole. Critics of the law predict enforcement will push sex offenders onto the street, out of urban areas, or out of the state altogether. The measure's author, Senator George Runner of Lancaster, says he doubts that'll happen, but he may amend the law if it does. African Americans in California are incarcerated at a rate 6.5 times higher than whites in the state. That's slightly higher than the national average, according to a new study from the Sentencing Project. Judy Campbell reports.
The study considered prison and jail populations in mid-2005. In California, nearly 3% of the black population was locked up, while less than one-half of 1% of the white population was. So the simple question, does this mean that black people just commit more crimes than white people?
That's usually the first question, and the answer is that it's a much more complex question.
Ryan King co-authored the study. He says it's complex in the way all racial disparities are, a story of poverty, failure of equal access, and it reflects disparities in the criminal justice system. Take drugs, which King says all races use and sell.
Generally, we know that where the cops tend to make their arrests and where the busts go on frequently are in communities of color.
Part of this, says Robert Weisberg, director of Stanford University's Criminal Law Center, is that it's just easier to catch criminals in poor, dense areas where drug use and other crimes tend to be more public. Weisberg says we don't know at what point disparity happens. Sometimes it's California's sentencing laws. They're meant to be race neutral, but often target people in dense urban areas with high minority populations, like extra penalties for using drugs near schools. Weisberg said there could be discrimination in conviction rates.
Or in types of charges that the prosecutors will offer guilty pleas on. And then some discrimination or disparity in a judge's choice whether to send someone to prison or jail or allow them on probation, and also in terms of length of sentence. All these things probably contribute. It's probably not the result of anybody's nefarious plan to reach this outcome, but it keeps happening in the United States anyway.
The study also found that Latinos in California are incarcerated at a rate 1.7 times that of whites. For the California Report, I'm Judy Campbell.
A new airline begins selling tickets today. Virgin America will be the first major airline in 20 years to start up in California. Its home base, San Francisco International. For travelers flying out of SFO, it's a bit confusing. You have to be clear which Virgin airline you're flying on. Both Virgin Atlantic and Virgin America ticket counters are in the international terminal. For now, at least, says airport spokesman Mike McCarron. Virgin America doesn't know how much airport space it needs to rent.
Since they're a new airline, they're going to have a few flights to start and then eventually grow into it, and this will meet their needs right now.
When Virgin America starts flying on August 8th, the Burlingame-based operator will run just 7 flights a day. But that number will grow, says Virgin America's CEO, Fred Reed.
We're starting to fly from San Francisco to New York and then San Francisco to L.A., and of course we'll quickly connect L.A. and New York as well. And then we will quickly go to other slightly less large markets like Las Vegas and San Diego and Washington, D.C.
Reed says he picked these routes because none of them are dominated by any one carrier.
There's people who fly out of those markets in large numbers. And, of course, people in these markets will tend to know the attributes of the Virgin brand, which is affordability, high quality, innovations in design, and basically being a champion of the consumer and not taking yourself too seriously.
Seriously, though, analysts say Virgin's picking a dogfight it may not be able to win. Ron Kuhlman is an airline industry consultant with Unisys.
They're treading into a minefield of existing service.
Kuhlman says Virgin America's strategy made more sense before rivals moved into position to counter the upstart. JetBlue began flying out of San Francisco in May. Southwest has plans to start service at the airport in August.
2 years ago, when they first began the whole process, it was a different situation. JetBlue was only in Oakland. Southwest had not done as much transcontinental service. The majors were in more of a disarray than they are right now. In those 2 years that they've been struggling to get going, the landscape has changed, and the place where they were going to be unique is no longer a niche where they're going to be unique.
Virgin America plans to poach the competition's frequent flyers with technologically tricked out planes. Think mood lighting, Wi-Fi, and video on demand, plus leather seats. None of which impressed Marty Camerata of Scarsdale, New York, or his brother-in-law, Marty Adler of San Diego, who were waiting by the United ticket counter.
Maybe some more elbow and foot room, but not necessarily the Wi-Fi or the type of seat.
Yeah, for me personally, I think that's gimmicky.
But as the two men from opposite coasts talked, complaints rolled out about the sorry state of air travel. Camerata, a retired businessman, says he flew all over the world on Pan Am and loved it.
You'd sit on the upper deck of a 747 and have somebody slice newly cooked roast beef and fresh vegetables. Those were the glory days with white tablecloths. Yes, they were great.
But now you get a little bag of peanuts. It's not the same?
Well, now you have to pay for the peanuts.
Virgin America will be selling food like the other domestic carriers in economy class. For a limited time, the airline will also be offering introductory teaser tickets, just $44 one way to Los Angeles, for example. But analysts aren't betting on a full-fledged fare war in such a tight market. Many carriers are flying planes with 90% of the seats filled. Virgin America is betting there's room for one more competitor on the West Coast. That's the California Report for Thursday, July 19th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the James Irvine Foundation, celebrating the 2007 recipients of the James Irvine Foundation Leadership Awards. More information is available at www.irvine.org. AARP and its more than 3 million California members, working to ensure access to affordable, quality health care for all Californians. Online at aarp.org. And the California Healthcare Foundation and Cal Hospital Compare, a new website rating hospital quality in California at calhospitalcompare.org.